David was in the palace playing the harp for King Saul. It was a temporary position. He wasn't supposed to be there long. But David was so good at what he did, King Saul created a new position exclusively for David. He became an armor bearer. And if you will be your best right where you are and excel in what you do, the right doors will always open for you. There may not be room for promotion at your work as far as you can see right now, but don't worry, your gifts will make room for you. If there's not a position, God can cause them to create a new position. Maybe you're part-time, believing for more work, you need to get ready. As David did, you're going to become full-time. You passed the test. You've been faithful in the shepherd's fields. You knew you had more in you, and you didn't slack off. You didn't complain. You stayed in faith, trusting God's timing. Now your due season has come. You're going to step in to the king's anointing. What God promised you, he will bring to pass. Years later, King Saul was killed in a battle. Now it was David's time. He was 30 years old and about to take the throne. At this time, Israel was divided into two kingdoms, Judah and Israel. 2 Samuel says, "The men of Judah came and anointed David king over Judah. He served there 7.5 years. Then he brought the two kingdoms together. When he was 37 years old, the men of Israel joined the men of Judah, and they anointed David again to be the king over all of Israel." What's interesting is that David was anointed as a teenager to become the king. When the men of Judah came to anoint him again, he could have said, "Guys, I've already been anointed. No need. It happened when I was a teenager. Samuel did it." 7.5 years later, when the men of Israel came to anoint him king over all of Israel, he could have said, "This is not necessary. I was anointed twice already. I don't need to be anointed again." But David understood the importance of having a fresh anointing. You can't win today's battles on yesterday's anointing. You need to have a fresh anointing. And too often, we're trying to do things in our own strength. It's a struggle. No promotion, no increase. It's weighing us down. We don't realize all we have to say is, "God, I need a fresh anointing. God, fill me with new strength, new ideas, new creativity, new passion." When you do that, God will breathe freshness onto your life. The reason things get stale and we just endure our marriage, endure the job, drag through the day, is we're not stirring up the anointing. On a regular basis, we need to pray, "God, I need a fresh anointing in my marriage. A fresh anointing on my career, a fresh anointing on my mind, on my thoughts. God, help me to see things from the right perspective." If David would have taken the throne without the fresh anointing, he wouldn't have had the success and favor that he had. When you humble yourself and say, "God, I can't do this on my own. I need your help. I need your favor. I need your wisdom. God, I need a fresh anointing." You're showing your dependency on him. When you acknowledge God in that way, he will give you wisdom beyond your years. He will help you accomplish things that you could have never accomplished on your own. Whenever you start a new job or even a new position, always ask for that fresh anointing. Parents, when you have a baby, pray, "God, give me a fresh anointing to raise this child." Students, when you start a new class, humbly ask, "God, give me a fresh anointing for this semester." You're saying, "God, I'm ready for new opportunities, new abilities, new friendships, new ideas." Maybe you're facing a challenge today in your health, your finances, a relationship. Instead of complaining about it, why don't you say, "God, give me a fresh anointing to overcome this challenge. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke." Just as the men of Judah anointed David for his new season, I believe today God is releasing a fresh anointing in your life. You're going to go where you've never been. You're going to see negative situations turn around. Chains of addictions, bad habits are being broken. Healing, promotion, restoration are coming. You're going to step in to the fullness of your destiny. Friend, you have a king's anointing, a queen's anointing. Don't settle for mediocrity. Stir up the anointing. Every morning, remind yourself, I am anointed. I am equipped. I am empowered. Remember to always ask for that fresh anointing. If you do this, I believe and declare, as David did, you will make it to your throne and step into the fullness of your destiny.